Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Yeah. This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, let's go around the room and check in with everybody. Up first, he used to be a lifeguard back in the day, and he always reminds us of his 2 successful saves.
Yeah.
Here he is. Producer ready, everybody. Go ahead.
Guys, this is not a good story, but it happened, so I have to tell you guys. My son was having a birthday party at the bowling alley, and then my 4-year-old, all my kids were there, but my 4-year-old was bowling. A lot of kids around. And you know where the ball comes out of the hole?
Yeah, from the
It spits it out. Yeah. Well, my 4-year-old put his hand in there, and the machine grabbed his pinky, and like, he just ripped it out as fast as he could, and there's blood. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, he lost a finger. Like, this is terrible. He's screaming bloody murder. We look at his finger, and luckily, I mean, it's purple. It's blue. I mean, it's like, it looks really, really bad. The fingernail's probably going to fall off. But we had some nurses there, and they looked at it, and they said, you know what? It's really the best case scenario. Like,
did it rip off part of his fingernail?
It didn't, but it's so damaged that it's going to fall off.
Well, I'm glad his finger's not.
I mean, I just kept telling myself,
early
like,
damaged.
The good news is he could have lost a finger, and he didn't.
You're right.
Crazy.
But there was blood everywhere.
Oh, my gosh. It was terrible, Bone.
All right, moving on. When it comes to technology, he can't do anything on his own. He still doesn't know how to put email on his phone. Here is Lunchbox, everybody. Go ahead.
That's a true statement. Guys, this weekend, I saw 2 celebrities in the same day.
Together?
No, not together. 2 separate celebrities, and it was like, whoa, celebrities everywhere. We're all out and about. And
we're just.
Yeah.
You think they told anybody they saw you?
Probably.
Did you get talk to them?
Yeah, some people asked for a couple pictures.
No, the celebrity.
Oh, no, because there was the one, we park in someone's backyard, and we're walking to the soccer stadium, and I look back, and I'm like, there's Chris Kirkpatrick from NSYNC. Just,
that's cool.
Was anybody messing with him?
No, he was with...
Like in a good way, like taking pictures, hey, big fan.
No, and that's what I thought was crazy. I told my wife, I was like, how crazy is it that he went from not being able to go out in public without being mauled to now he's walking up to the stadium with, I would assume, his wife and a kid. There was a kid there and a woman, so I don't know if he's married or what as a kid. But I was like, that is crazy that his life has switched that much.
Probably enjoys it now.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Who was the other one?
And then I'm walking to the bathroom with my 3 kids, and I look up, and I'm like, hey, there's Breland.
How was he doing?
He was surrounded by people, looked like a big group of friends out for a good hang on a Saturday. And
on earth.
Who talks like that?
And he didn't say hi to me. I didn't say hi to him because I had my 3 kids. And I mean,
did he see you?
Maybe he didn't see me. Maybe he doesn't like me. I don't know. So I was just like,
nothing leads to him not liking you.
Yeah. Why wouldn't he like you?
I don't know.
Literally, you just made that up out of thin air that he might not like you. If he saw you and then ignored you, that's one thing.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if he saw me, but he was right there. And I was like, oh, there's Breland. Look at that. 3 celebs. I mean, it's just all of us hanging out.
You didn't mention the third one.
Me.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, I mean.
So you still didn't mention the third one. Got it.
Me.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, Chris Kirkpatrick, Breland. I mean, it was a pretty action-packed day.
All right, thank you, Lunchbox. She goes by at Radio Amy on Instagram, and our hope every single day is that she doesn't get scammed. Here she is, Amy, everybody.
Well, speaking of scams, I don't know if this is a remedy for inflammation, joint pain, but I saw on Instagram this thing called a cabbage wrap. And so what you do is you get a head of cabbage, and then you
this
take...
This is already somebody messing with you.
You take the leaves and you bang them, like hammer it out, just to get the juices flowing, and then you place the cabbage, say, on your knee, if that's the area, and then you get saran wrap, and you wrap it tightly around, and it's called a cabbage wrap, and it's supposed to help, like, you know, a holistic way.
Have you seen
way.
Anything that says this could be true? Because there's this is just a prank, and someone's seeing how viral this can go by dumb people doing
no,
it.
No, I saw it on tons of...
Yeah, exactly.
TikTok.
Well,
yeah.
Yes, TikTok,
and sometimes
Instagram.
People do it to keep promoting the prank.
Will spread. Well, I mean, I haven't done it.
Did you see anything, Mike? Did you look and see if there's anything about putting cabbage on your body and it heals you?
If you consume cabbage, it helps with inflammation.
Yeah, but you're not consuming it.
But you're getting the juices flowing in your
so
skin.
So if you put a pill on your leg, is it the same thing as eating the...
Well, maybe if you... hit it with a hammer.
Right. No crushed cabbage is one of the most widely used anti-inflammatory remedies in Polish folk medicine.
Yeah, to eat. Not to wrap on your leg. You're not a cabbage wrap, kid.
No, I think it's internal and external.
Oh, maybe you're, maybe, yeah.
But yes, what does folk mean?
Old.
Yeah, okay. Like not true.
No.
Oh, no? Like when they say like old folklore.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it's not true. Oh.
Okay, well,
it means it's been carried on. Ray,
like
will you do mine, please?
Wait.
We're in a mess here.
This is from nutritionfacts.org. Cabbage leaf wraps for arthritic knees. Hey, unbelievably, this is a true thing.
See?
You've proven nothing, even with the words you just said.
This is what it says. It says, unbelievably, a randomized controlled trial of cabbage leaf wraps for arthritis was published, and it actually helps.
There you go.
Wow.
Oh, thank you, Amy, for your medical advice. Ray, go ahead.
From Mount Pine, Arkansas, he hates to run, and his favorite part of the workout is when it's done. Ah. Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much.
Ooh, yeah.
I wish you guys could see this, but this is my car tire, and this is a nail halfway through the sidewall.
The side of it?
How did
oh,
do that?
That's bad.
Someone
not even in the
tread.
The
tread or
the
whatever.
The tread, yeah. In the sidewall, and it is deep.
Mm. That means it's a goner.
It's gone. Yeah, today they have to replace it. And it wasn't leaking air. I just happened to go, what is on my tire? Big fat nail. So they got to replace the whole thing. I got to buy a new tire. And I know it's a construction out here.
Oh, for sure. It's got to be.
No, I'm like 2-3 tires deep over the past few years. It's a construction. Here. We should be able to invoice, I don't know, construction.
We tried it.
We tried it with Ray's and they didn't bite.
What are we supposed to do?
I know. Nothing, man. It's a lot.
Swallow it.
There have been 3 nails in my tires over the past 2 years. All from right here at work, and they won't do anything about it.
Ah, man. You could be a target.
That's not a nail and tire target. I've seen nails
and
tires.
No, I'm saying like someone takes a hammer and nails
it. That's what I'm saying.
In.
But how did it get
that
there?
Is not that.
It's on the side.
Yeah, well, that's where you do it.
Yeah, that's where you do it. So they have to buy a new tire. Or else if you just do it in the middle, they can patch it.
What you do is if you're targeting,
you slash
and it.
It
goes down. You don't. We'll leave this here for later. So that's the drama here. I just got a stupid tire replaced because they won't clean up after themselves here on the construction site. Mm-hmm. It's time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I've started a new job where I make a lot less than I used to. And the culture is here, you buy your boss's gifts for every occasion. A birthday gift, a boss's day gift, a Christmas gift. My boss makes 3 times more than me. I'm conservative with money for a multitude of reasons, and I want to buy him gifts. There's actually not a lot of them. What's your opinion on giving your boss gifts? Am I being a Grinch? What would you do? Sincerely, have you seen the inflation rates? That is bizarre, and I think that's a culture the boss probably created himself.
What on earth?
You should celebrate me and buy me gifts
every occasion.
The problem is, if everybody else is doing it and you're not, it's going to be hard for you to gain favor with that boss. And if he's the one making the decisions that's raising pay or promoting, that's going to hurt. Now, if he's not, that's a different story. But I bet he is. But that's bizarre. And if you're in that culture, you kind of have to live within the culture until you get out of it. or you'll be kicked out of it.
Or you could talk to coworkers and be like, hey,
you know what that's called? You're going to turn...
Take a stand.
No.
That's a revolt.
No. Wait, you don't know my idea.
You're going to make them not buy them
no,
gifts.
No, I say strike. We rally together.
I like this, actually.
And all
I think this is the culture no. that I can subscribe
no,
to.
No, of course you do. You're the boss.
Exactly. That's
no,
why.
No.
You pitch in together, and that way everyone spends less, but you can get a
that's
nicer gift.
Well, if I'm the boss, I'm like, whose idea was it to buy me one gift?
From everybody.
Jimmy.
But it's better. Trust me. That would work. That's what we've
I'm
going
to go
you
with
before.
You either have to jump in. Or you need to find a way to get out yourself. That's weird.
It's very weird.
And it's not something that I'd want to be involved in and feel the pressure of, especially if this woman or guy, whoever the boss is making decisions about your career and your life, because it's going to hurt you if you don't get in and take part in the culture. So I would either buy him stupid gifts, buy her stupid gifts, or find a new job. Because you're not going to be able to move up not doing what everybody else is doing there.
Okay.
What? But I'm giving you real life talk, and you're like, oh, you're being crazy. But that's truth of it.
I get it, but finding another job is really hard. So
yes,
that should be option.
So
three.
Is getting promoted when the boss doesn't like you.
Option two could be everybody pitches in.
No,
yeah, that's not going to work because other people want to use it as their shot with the boss, so they can climb up.
Okay.
Perfect time for the Bobby Bones Show special. The anonymous email to HR. Our boss is pressuring us to get him gifts. And I think it's a bad culture. And signed anonymous. Boom.
What if there's no HR?
What if he's the HR? She's the HR.
Right. Exactly.
That's it. Why it's anonymous.
But do you create an anonymous email or do you send it from your work?
But I know when it comes from LBOX 69 Anonymous, yeah. that it's from you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a stupid culture, but either you're there, you have to, you know, win in Rome, you got to be a Roman or move out of Rome, especially if you want to move up. I don't like it. That's a gross feeling, but that's the truth of it. Sometimes the truth don't taste good, guys.
It really doesn't.
That's true. Thank you for your email. I'd get out of Dodge if I were you. Or I'd give it a little bit till the boss moves on. But I'd probably get out of Dodge, which is an old term for the Wild West.
Oh, yeah.
Meaning leave.
Yeah. Wow, what is it? Where does it come from, though?
Get out of Dodge. For this trouble, the town was Dodge.
Oh, the town was called Dodge?
Uh-huh.
Didn't know that.
Oh.
Like, get the heck out of Dodge. There's some trouble brewing.
You just make that up?
No. The expression get out of Dodge came to use. It was a reference to the old west town of Dodge City, Kansas. And because it was the edge of the wild frontier and there was trouble there, so you better get a Dodge.
Dude, how did you know that? That's amazing.
Wow.
That's what's up. Close the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
What do you mean red flag questions?
Well, my friend has questions for y'all because she's been dating a guy for 8 weeks. And
well, she knows down to the week like that?
We've spent about
red flag. That's number one.
On no,
her.
Not for
number
her.
One.
Okay, fine. 2 months. I mean,
okay,
you know when you start dating someone and you just look at a calendar.
Here you go.
8 weeks. But 7 weekends of the 8, he's gone home to visit his mom. Aww. And she lives, I think, like an hour and a half, I don't know, 2 hours away. It's not a crazy drive, but every weekend he goes home. And it came up this last weekend because he was gone again. And some of our other girlfriends were like, our friend was more concerned that he may have an unhealthy relationship with his mom.
How do you know he's seen his mom and not another girl?
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
So
that's what would come to my mind first.
Well, yeah, that she was thinking, oh, is he like too attached to his mom? And then another friend of ours said, or does he have a girlfriend? Mm. And so she goes, well, I don't know. And then I said, okay, I'm going to talk about this on the show. And she said, that's fine. So is the mom thing even a red flag if he's going to see her so much? Or if he's not inviting her or he's...
The red flag is he's not available on weekends.
Okay.
Or you're not able to, and listen, that's way too early to go.
Yeah.
In some instances to go, you know, have to meet the mom. But there are also people I know that met the parents like immediately and it wasn't that big of a deal. Like it's a big deal as you make it, but 7 out of 8 weekends, old boy's not around, not available because his mom, I don't know, that is darker than pink. It's not all the way red because I need all the facts, but I would definitely be holding up a pink flag. Going, you need to see what's up. A couple things you can do. One, put one of those Apple AirPods on him and track him.
Yes, the tags.
Yeah.
She's probably not going to do that.
Slide that. Stick it under his car.
I see that he's not going to see mama.
Yeah.
Number two, that's right. Number two, do it to mama's car.
Check on mama.
See where she is. See if they're in the same place on the weekend.
Uh-huh.
But they don't sound good to me. One, if it is his mom, 7 out of 8, is she sick? If she's not sick,
not that
why
I
are you going back 7 out of 8 times? It's cool you love your mom, but you have to go back. You have a girlfriend now. Aren't you an adult? Are you going to do adult things on the weekend? You going to nurture this relationship? Two. Are you with mom or are you with mama? You know, there's a difference.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, he's 36.
Yeah, it's a pink flag. Yeah. I would definitely be holding it up going, you need to pay attention to this because this is not normal.
But
either way.
Okay, to your point too, though, my friend feels like it's a little too early to just raise certain questions, so she's just going to have to be patient, I think.
Well, it sounds like she's counting every day. So at like 10 weeks, 3 days, and 2 hours, she could probably say what's up. Eddie, what do you think? Okay.
I mean, dude, I feel like I got tricked because when she was telling the story, I'm like, oh, I mean, you got to love a guy that goes see mama.
True.
Like, right?
But not 7 out of 8 weeks.
That's too much. But then you brought up, like, is he really going to see mama?
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I'm raising
pink,
that.
Pink flag.
Like you said, magenta flag, darker than
Ooh,
pink.
Nice
I
word,
like
magenta.
It.
I don't even know what that means, but I like it. Color's not my specialty. All right, Morgan, I'm going to you. What do you think about this?
Oh, yeah, I think I would stop seeing him, honestly. This gives wow. me the vibe that he is dependent on his mom. If she's not sick, she doesn't even live in town, he's going out of his way to see her. That's a lot of dependability on his parents and doesn't sound like he's pretty settled on his own.
Dang.
So full red?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, at 2 months, I would say if it was like a few dates in, you see how it goes. But 2 months
Seven
in, that's a
out
lot
of eight
time.
Weekends?
Yeah.
That's and that far away. If it was 15 minutes, wouldn't be a big deal at all.
Sure.
See your mom every weekend. She's right down the road.
Yeah, if you're going to a Sunday night dinner, yeah. cool. But he's traveling every single weekend. That means, one, he doesn't even like where he's living if he's traveling that much every weekend. And he's going to see his mom and spend time with her. Yeah, that's a full red flag for me.
Lunchbox?
Listen, yeah, you can say it's a mama. It's a sugar mama. He ain't going to see his mama. He's going to see someone that's taking care of him. That's what it is. It is another woman. It's not anything to do with her. He's got her during the week and another girl on the
like
weekend.
For sure?
Oh, nice.
For sure.
Oh, you? Oh, 100%?
100.
Okay, so should I just
mark
text
it down.
Yeah, tell her what
right
each of us say. Me, pink flag, it's weird regardless of the situation.
Okay.
Mom or... something shady may be going on. Eddie said magenta.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Whatever that.
Dark pink.
Morgan says red flag. She wouldn't even text him back. And the lunchbox says he's got a sugar mama, not a mama. And are we making sure when he says he's going to see my mom, he doesn't just mean, he said, I told you it's my sugar mama.
Yeah, he said, I told you I was going to see my mama.
My mama.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Story is crazy. This guy Bill is at a liquor store picking up some champagne for him and his wife to enjoy when he realizes that some guy just hopped in a lady's SUV and drove off with it. It was a grandma. And she's like, oh my gosh, my grandbaby's inside. And so this guy Bill's like, oh, okay, I gotta help. I gotta do something. Here's him talking about the moment he told the grandmother to get in the car with him.
And then I says, what's the matter? She goes, somebody just took off in my car with the baby. I opened up the passenger door, and I says, get in. I says, we're going to get the baby.
Yeah, so they chase
Let's go.
Down the car. Then the guy, he cuts in front of him and gets the thief to stop. So the grandma gets out immediately and gets in the car to try to get the baby out. While she's in the car trying to get the baby, the guy drives off again. So now he's got the grandma and the baby. But this guy doesn't give up. He keeps following them until he gets in front of them again to stop the car, and then grandma and baby get out and they're safe, and then the guy takes off again, and then eventually he runs into a barricade and he's arrested. But crazy.
Luckily nobody was hurt. The baby was hurt. Then old Grams got in there. Luckily she wasn't hurt and didn't try anything crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And thank goodness for this fella.
This guy's awesome. He needs to be a cop.
Yeah, he's like, get in.
Or at least he needs like a key to a city that doesn't really work, but it'd be cool to put up in the house, you know?
That's true.
That's a good story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I'll play you a famous country song, but it's elevator music.
Okay.
Very easy version of it. An example, go. On the phone right now is Lee in Mississippi. Lee, what's going on?
Good morning, studio.
Morning.
I'm going to give you a chance here to win a $50 Sonic gift card. All you have to do is pick the winner of the game. Will it be Amy, Lunchbox, or Eddie?
Yeah, Lee.
Whoever you pick will be your player.
I'm going to go with Eddie.
Okay, Eddie, you're right. You're our racehorse.
All right, Lee, we got this.
Lee, good luck. We have five of these. Everybody ready? Right?
Ready.
Ready.
Number one, go. Amy?
Need you now.
Need you now.
Need you now.
That's right, Lady A.
It's a quarter after one.
Good job. All right. Number two, go.
Body like a back road.
That's right.
Are you serious?
Body like
oh my
back
God.
Road.
Here we go.
So obvious. Body like a back road.
Body like a back road.
The dance.
Lunchbox?
The dance.
Eddie?
That's the dance.
Our lives.
A little fast, though.
Are better left to Jane.
Girl crush.
Eddie?
Girl crush.
Amy?
Girl crush.
Good.
I got a girl Woo! Crush.
To be loved by you.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Lunchbox.
Eddie, you ready for sudden death? Okay. Lone Star, amazed.
Eddie?
Yeah.
Amazed.
What's up, what's up?
We got this week.
Speed round. This is crazy. Eddie and Lunchbox only. Buzz in
All
with
right.
your name.
We got this.
Eddie, if you win, Lee wins.
Okay.
Here we go.
Dirt Road Anthem.
Correct.
Yeah! Dude, that's your jam, too. Dang. All right, 1-0.
I'm near that.
Dirt Road. Country Roads, Take Me Home.
I'm going to have to say incorrect.
Because that's not the title?
I'm going to have to go with incorrect.
Take Me Home, Country Roads.
Correct.
Yeah! Yeah! Here I come, baby!
All speed round, go.
Is it Landslide?
It is.
Yeah!
Yeah! You were so close, Lunchbox.
Oh, man.
I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature. I'm talking about firmness. I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners because, again, you're always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranked Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, I think I can eat a piece of pizza in under 30 seconds. Or I know it'll take you over a minute to drink that entire 2 liter. If you have, you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Now here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they have more or less of a certain stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and a whole bunch more. Track your picks, play against others for a shot to win huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use the code BONES for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's the code BONES, only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos. Here's a voicemail from Jerry Lee in Bakersfield, California.
I just tried Amy's hack, 0 pound, 0 pound, 0 pound, and it worked. It was great. Thank you.
Can you explain this to our listeners that maybe missed it?
Okay, so if you're on hold with customer service or there's music and you want to talk to a human instead of something automated, you go 0 pound, 0 pound, 0 pound, and it should get you to a human.
I also will say this, anybody below 34, nah, maybe 30, is not going to know what pound is. It's a hashtag.
Oh, okay. Hashtag, yeah.
Zero hashtag.
I mean, we have to change how we say that because we're meemaw papaw when we say pound now. But yeah. But also a hashtag, zero hash. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, it's hard.
It's hard. It's a hard one. Hey, who wears cologne in here?
I do.
Every day. Eddie does.
I do. Now I do.
What do you wear? What kind?
I got Tom Ford.
Why do you do your arms out like that?
Because it smells so good. It changes how I feel every day.
Okay.
Like, I feel, like, successful when I wear it.
Okay.
Does anybody smell him? Like, I don't...
Come give me a hug.
I know he doesn't smell bad, but I can't think that...
It's a weird thing. You don't want to walk into a room and everybody's like, oh, my gosh, Eddie's wearing cologne. So it's a little subtle.
How do you put it on? Two fingers? Do you walk through it?
No, it's a spray. So I spray the room and then walk right through it.
Okay.
Dang, that's nice cologne, man.
Thank you, man.
Special occasion? Like, gift for special occasion?
Oh, it was Christmas. It was my only Christmas gift that I wanted.
Nice. Ray, do you wear cologne every day?
Yeah, usually Spice Balm, but I've been using Le Labo.
Like Spice Balm, is that the one that people would get in trouble at the airport for? Because it looked like a grenade and they would try to take it through?
Yeah, the bigger bottles are the grenade. The smaller ones don't look like that.
Mm. Landmine?
Yeah.
So does cologne hide BO? If you smell bad, Eddie, can you put cologne over it?
I don't do that. No, I only put cologne on after a shower. I don't do it like after a workout. No, that's like middle school stuff. That's what we used to do in middle school, and it does not hide your BO.
Ray, you ever try to hide your BO with cologne?
Yeah, all the time. Back in the day, we would do it at gym class, but it ends up smelling like fried chicken or something.
Exactly.
They say it may smell better to you, but it's not really hiding the scent to people around you. People that have BO and mix cologne, it often smells worse.
Than fried chicken.
Although I like fried chicken, I'm being honest with you. Lunchbox, any cologne?
No, I haven't had cologne since the Michael Jordan cologne back in middle school.
I haven't owned cologne.
Let's be real.
I used to buy Brute when I was like 14 from Walmart.
Brute was legit.
And I was like, I'm going to go to school. I didn't have any hair under my arm, but I was like, I wear cologne.
It's so interesting because I would always, I mean, if I had to put money on you being a cologne guy, I would, like if I didn't know you.
I've got three different body scrubs, but yeah. I don't wear them.
Don't say that. Like, just say you have cologne, dude.
Well, I do. I mean, I have all kinds of stuff in the shower, but
yeah, like
the cologne
you're very
part.
Clean and
a $2 billion lottery ticket, and the winner is being sued after the allegations they stole the ticket. Lunchbox, have you seen this?
Yeah, I read about it in the convenience store workers. Like, this guy's crazy. Like, I know who I sold the ticket to. It wasn't that guy.
Can't they just look at footage?
Yeah, and that's what he said. He said there's video cameras, and the lottery authorities have ways to check the ticket, and they know it wasn't stolen. So go ahead and sue away, is what he's saying.
Yeah, and if you got $2 billion, sue me. I got all the attorneys in the world. I just got $2 billion. Man, just shows you. Once you get a little bit of money,
people come.
And people know it. You're a target. But $2 billion, that's crazy.
That's so crazy.
I mean, how cool is that? That's have $2 billion.
Pretty cool.
You got to buy one thing. So it's not.
Only one?
You only get to buy one thing with it. And then you have to give the rest back.
Oh,
you can't buy something and then sell it and then take the money off that. So just you get to buy one thing with the lottery winnings. What do you buy?
I can't buy a steak, can you?
What if the lottery is, you just won the lottery, we'll buy you one thing.
A steak is what you're thinking?
No, a state.
Oh.
No, you can't buy a state. It's something you can actually buy.
Buy your island.
Well, I mean, I would buy an island, but if I have to give all the money back, then I need a boat. I need all that stuff.
You get one thing.
That's what I'm saying. Eddie's saying buy your island.
What's the thing?
Can you buy a city? Cities go up for sale. So then I'm the mayor.
And you got to pay for it.
Oh, boy.
You can buy a small town, but then you got to, again, what do you buy? One thing, Amy.
Can I buy a department store?
Yes.
No, because you can't have everything in. You guys are doing Genie with more wishes.
Oh, you can't buy a store?
Why?
What's just the one thing you would buy?
Okay. I'd buy a castle.
Castle. I love it.
Okay.
Yes. Absolutely.
What are you talking about?
Are the dragons included?
I'd buy a castle. Because that's basically, you can't get into my castle. I got that water thing in front. I got the a moat, bridge, yeah. Drawbridge. I got big old columns.
I like that.
I'm buying a castle.
Eddie?
A yacht. What are you talking about? A yacht. Boat.
That's crazy.
But does it come with a captain?
Yeah, because then you got to pay for gas.
I will do it.
Well, I would buy an airplane. So, but I don't know how to fly it. So,
it has to come with a pilot.
I would then just have to pay the pilots myself.
Oh man, that's tough.
That's a lot. I guess my kids like the lake, so do I. So we'll get a lake house.
Maybe like I'll buy all the water in the world. Yeah, if you can buy a state, I'll buy all the water.
It needs to come with a boat.
Okay.
See, that's the problem.
I guess it's the genie and more wishes. I knew you guys would take advantage of this.
Yeah.
The lottery said you won one thing. And at lunch, can I buy a city? A voicemail from George in South Florida.
I heard your Dierks Bentley interview the other day, and I have a quick question for you. So I know Amy's chair was built by Dierks Bentley, and I'm just curious. You said his face was on her seat. Is his face still there, or is it worn off? That's all I'm curious about. Oh, is it still there, or is it worn off? Hey, I love you guys, man. Say hi to everyone on the show, and especially the Lunchbox. I love you.
Sounds like an LB.
Yeah, great, totally. Dude.
Yeah. You guys will get along.
Definitely.
Dierks' face is still on the chair, but the chair is in my office because that chair, what?
Oh, that's the second chair because he's delivered two over the years. And when he walked out, he kind of said, oh, where's the chair? I was like, oh.
It's not the right height for these tables and desks in here.
It's also just I feel more comfortable in this chair
not
with
sitting on
nothing
his head.
On it.
Yeah. All right, this is Julia from North Central Florida.
Hi, Bobby. Just curious if Lunchbox would be going back to another haunted location. I know he went to the Vasilla Axe Murder house a year or two ago, but I was just wondering if you were going to send him somewhere else. Anyway, love the show.
That's a Scuba Steve question.
No, we moved on from that.
Scuba, can we send him somewhere else?
Yeah, we didn't last year because he had a kid or something like that, or he wussed out, but I'd love to do one this year.
Both, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Me too. What if we get a sponsor and they drive you there, and then they pay you a little bit?
Then we can talk.
Yeah, then we can talk.
Yeah.
Or no sponsor. We'll also talk then.
Yeah, we'll talk. Yeah.
Here's Monica, who left us a voicemail.
I was just listening to the replay of Easy Trivia from Friday, and calling to help Amy out. It's Nevada, not Nevada. Yeah. So I know we have trouble with words on the show, but if we can get Nevada right, it really helps us out. Thanks.
Dang.
Yeah, after I thought about correcting myself, then I was like, you know what? I'm not the only person in the world.
That was a tough one for me to learn, though, because I always grew up calling it Nevada.
Right.
But it's Nevada, and I memorized that because where you at? Nevada.
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 Yeah, she's right, and I apologized.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
Terrible thing.
I know.
And she insulted us.
I know, words are hard.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Adam Levine made a swap for this classic, rare 1971 Maserati. And when I say swap, he traded two cars for it that were worth about $1 million.
Wow.
Well, turns out the dealer gave him a fake Maserati.
Wow.
And
how did he not have that checked out?
Because apparently only 25 were made. And I guess he had it looked at by an expert after he made the trade. And so now he's suing the guy.
Should have sent that to StockX.
Yeah.
They'll check everything.
Isn't that crazy?
That's where I get my shoes from sometimes. And it's a process. They go through and they look at every little pack, inside, thread, to make sure it's legit. The fact that he wouldn't have an expert go, you know who has an expert for everything? The guy that owns a pawn shop in Vegas.
Yes.
Yeah, what's his name?
I don't know.
Rick.
He's always like,
Rick's got an expert for everything.
I got an expert in that. Let me call Jim.
Call a best buy.
That's right, he does.
It's crazy that something that costs that much, he didn't send someone to look at it before.
The name of the dealer is actually Rick Cole, so stay away from him.
Well, what kind of gives it away is it's made of Legos. I'm looking at a picture of it. I'm just kidding. All right, go ahead.
Experts predict that around 39% of housework is going to be automated by 2033. So in about 10 years, we're going to have AI doing things like ordering our groceries, household cleaning, dishwashing, cooking, ironing, folding, laundry, all the things. And then the next step after that is childcare and pet duties.
Wow, let's get to that one. We should leapfrog the first one here.
I got the groceries.
I would say that we're kind of there already a little bit. I mean, AI is not picking our groceries, but it kind of does. If we've ordered it before, you can kind of reorder it on your phone.
Yeah.
You have the Roomba thing. We don't have one because our dogs will kill it. But that rolls around and does its own cleaning. You have a dishwasher that you just stick it in. So, I mean, we're kind of there. It's not like we're watching the Jetsons for the first time going, ooh. But yeah, I hear you.
Some people have that fridge that it recognizes what you're low on or out of, and it makes a grocery list for you.
Dang. I heard about that.
Yeah.
That I feel like that would be in cahoots with like a company though. You need more sausage from Jimmy Dean. And Jimmy Dean's like paid him a little bit. So yeah, that is cool though. All right, what else?
Kane Brown is making his acting debut on the show Fire Country. It airs on CBS, and his episode will be April 7th. That's just a few days after he's co-hosting the CMT Awards. He plays a train-hopping outlaw who ends up helping injured people at the scene of a crash.
Yeah. I never really understood TVs on refrigerators. Because you would go and you walk around Home Depot, and they would be like, well, this refrigerator has a TV on it. And you're like, dang, that's awesome. And you're like, I'd love to. But what are you going to do, stand there and watch TBS?
Well, during dinner, if the fridge is in the kitchen, you can have it where you can see it.
It wasn't big enough to like, unless the table's right next to the
refrigerator. So what about while you're cooking, just entertainment?
But then just put a TV in there. Especially with streaming now, all these smart TVs, just put a stand on it, put it right there. You don't even want your fridge.
Yeah, or your laptop.
We got a new pan. On the bottom of the pan, you can watch your favorite show. Sometimes it's just stupid.
That was Amy's pile of stories. It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
17-year-old Rocky Alardo from Virginia, she plays basketball on her high school team. But when she was a freshman, she was diagnosed with this extremely rare tumor, which affected the bones in her body. So she wasn't really able to play. The doctors would let her go to practice. She'd still be part of the team. But she went through chemo, all these surgeries. Well, the last game, her senior year, the doctor said, this is a few weeks ago, the doctor says, hey, you're cleared to play. You're good. She goes, all right, I'm going in. Well, the team goes, they're playing, and they're down by like 2 points at the end of the game.
There's no way.
There's a few seconds left. They pass the ball around. Rocky's like, over here.
This is the real ending?
I'm open. They pass the ball to Rocky. Rocky's behind the three-point line. Up, Drano. And they win. She makes the winning basket. The team wins. Rocky wins. She's the hero, and that's awesome.
That's amazing.
So a lot of these stories are, team's really up or really down, and they let somebody get in the game, like a manager or somebody, a kid with special needs who has been dedicated to the team the whole year. But usually the game's out, like, not part of it. If she really won the game,
yeah. That's what it says. She made the game-winning basket, which is amazing. And I tell my kids, because I coach my 9-year-old basketball, my son, his basketball team, and I tell them, guys, this is why we practice, for those moments. And Rocky, she was going through all this stuff, and she kept going to practice. She kept going to practice, even though she couldn't play in these games.
I can't believe she won the game. That's
pretty amazing.
And the thing is, it's not like, I mean, I feel like in football, you can kind of pass the ball to someone, they can run it in, and you let them. But you put someone at the three-point line, they still have to make it.
Correct.
Why do you not think this is real, Lunchbox?
I was like,
yeah,
man.
Why are you scanning the story?
Yeah, he went to it. I could see him like back checking it.
She still had to make the basket.
Guys, I understand. I just didn't know if this was written this way. Like, hey, guys,
like
don't
a
really,
movie.
Go ahead,
yeah, like a movie.
What's the hater in you found?
Hater in me found. Like, it seems to be real. Like, I mean,
yeah.
It's
you
are, crazy.
Do you see the shot?
No, I gotta play this commercial from the plumbing service first, and then. We're going to get to the shot.
He just started shaking his head like there's no way this is true.
What a hater, man.
And I saw him pull up the hater tape.
Well, because I'm like, if she hadn't played all year.
She practiced, bro.
But is the coach really going to put her in the game?
He's watching it.
Oh, she made it.
Yeah,
she did.
To win the game?
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, win the game.
Hey, and they all huddle.
There wasn't a lot of fans there.
Well, it's small school. Okay.
I'm just telling you.
And that's where he goes. He goes, I can still be a hater. He found a way to still be a hater. Eddie, that's a great story.
Thank you.
What's her name again?
Her name is Rocky Alardo.
That's awesome. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Soda makes you more dehydrated, so just a heads up. I used to like work out or be outside, but I need some Mountain Dew.
Yeah, me too.
I need to get rehydrated. But soft drink, soda, Cokes, wherever you're from, it worsens dehydration. Also, to be avoided on days hotter than 70 degrees for the same reason is alcohol. The more you drink, the more dehydrated you get.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Yep. So, what, no,
well, you know. No, you're playing golf, it's hot, you want a beer.
But that's fine, you can still have a beer, but it's just going to make you more dehydrated, so drink more water.
Okay.
Not that's what they say.
Well, they say after every drink, have a glass of water.
Yeah, and that's
they
not
say
even
that.
What
yeah.
it's that's what they say.
Yeah.
Okay, over to Amy for the joke.
The morning corny.
Why did the cell phone get glasses?
Why did the cell phone get glasses?
It lost all its contacts.
That was the morning corny.
Pretty good one. So I have a bulldog named Stanley. He's 3 years old. You may have seen him in my book, Stanley the Dog, the first day at school. I think at this point he's had 14 or 15 surgeries because he had a bunch when we first got him. And recently, he tore his second ACL, which is a ligament in his leg, all the way in half. And he's been through surgery again. And it's going fine. It's, you know, he's a bulldog that has a ton of energy and then no energy for a long time because bulldogs sleep all the time. But that being said, his right eye was swollen all the way shut yesterday.
Uh-oh.
He gets allergies so bad now. His eye was completely shut.
He got what I got for the CMAs?
I think so. We all wore sunglasses at the house to make him feel good like we did you, Eddie.
Nice.
And now he's got some knot growing on his chest.
What? Wow.
Like where his pecs would be. And it's like a... So we don't... It's nonstop. But that's where he is now. He's in a good mood because he's on medicine. Boy, you give him one of those pain pills, hey, that bulldog's in a good spot. You know what I mean?
He's loving life.
He just chills. But that's what's up. I think in like 3 months he'll be good, but so many people are asking me for updates on the bulldog. That's the situation there. I did see Jake Owen's dog died. It's Merle, his bulldog, that he had for 14 years. That is a crazy life expectancy. First of all, the expectancy of a bulldog is like 9 years. That is crazy that he lived to be 14 years old.
Ugh.
And if there's a bulldog heaven, if you listen closely, you'll hear Merle snoring. And Stanley, too, when he goes, they snore that loud. Yeah, that loud. Speaking of sleeping, here was that story. So they say if you follow these sleeping habits, you're 30% less likely to die.
Come on.
Now, I don't know about you, but 30%, significant. Number one, you got to get 7 or 8 hours sleep a night.
Sometimes.
And it used to be 8 hours, and then it was, well, everybody's body's different, but there aren't bodies that just need four. There are people that can function. I can function for a while on 3 or 4 or 5, but then I just break down. But number one, 7 or 8 hours of sleep a night. Okay?
Okay.
It's tough to do, but everything worthy of something great is tough to do. Number two, difficulty falling asleep no more than twice a week.
Oh, that's fine by me.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, I'm 7 nights a week.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
So I'm dying.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
You're in trouble.
Number three, trouble staying asleep no more than twice a week. I wake up every night about 1 o'clock in the morning.
For what?
To be? No reason. No reason. Oh. I'm like, up. And about 60% of the time, I go back to sleep. About 40% of the time, I'm like, well, this is my day now. Time to get up. And Mike D will always see me emailing at 1:30 and know, oh, great.
Yeesh.
He's going to be tired before he even gets here. Next, not using any sleep medication.
That's I'm good with that.
Yeah, I don't either.
No.
There was a time where I would.
Melatonin, does that count? That's not medication, right?
I don't think that's
your body makes that. Yeah.
And then finally, feeling well rested when waking up at least 5 days a week. I never ever in my life wake up and go, whew, I feel good.
Never.
I don't think it's happened one time in the history of my life. I'm just someone who's built, when I come out of sleep, I don't feel good. It does not feel good. I just want to stay asleep. I'm tired. My eyes are heavy. Oh, I'm lethargic. I'm so, I hate waking up. Love sleep and hate waking up. I've never once heard an alarm and went, oh, it's time to do the show. What a day. Never.
What about if you're excited about something?
I still hate the first hour of the day.
Okay.
I fake the first hour of the show. I'm miserable. Mm. I'm half asleep.
You do?
I'm not a morning person. It's not even me. It's a fake voice. One of those AI voices. So those are the things. They say if you can actually train yourself to have this happen, you will live like 7-8 years longer. So 1, 6, 7 hours. 2, if you can make it where it's not difficult falling asleep more than once a week, the same thing with staying asleep, no medication, and feeling rested when you wake up. If you can train yourself to that, that's like 6, 7, 8 years of a longer life expectancy. And at that rate, I'm dead tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah, you're not doing very well.
Peace out, guys. Good to know you. That's the deal. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. you got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. I had a neighbor once, I swear, would call and report me to the HOA because I would get these $25 and then $50 fines all the time for leaving my trash can just a little far away from my house.
Oh my God.
From my yard being slightly too long. And I would just get them. They would say an anonymous person. I know who it was. It was a stupid neighbor. I still get angry about that because I did a pretty good job of keeping that up. Oh, Amy, tell these guys what happened to your friend, because kind of their neighbor, the person that lived above them.
Yeah, so she lives in an apartment and she started to notice the stuff coming through her ceiling. Like weird things were happening, smells, mold, like just wetness. And then eventually it's disgusting because like other things, I don't even want to say on air in case people are eating their breakfast, but it was so bad.
Okay.
And so she calls her apartment. She's like, hey, this is happening. So they do some investigating and the person above her is a hoarder. They didn't know. There was trash collecting, all kinds of things. So they said, okay, we got to do a deep clean here. We'll move you to another unit.
Were there just bugs everywhere in that one up there?
Yeah.
Like maggots and stuff?
That's what I know. The word maggots just freaks me out. So yeah. There we go. We said it. I mean, the most disgusting things. And my friend has a son. Like, she's like, okay, we got to get the heck out of here. Well, yes, we'll gladly take you up on a different unit. So she has to move all of her stuff. And then they gave her a $25 gift card to the movie theater for her inconvenience.
That's nice.
The apartment.
Oh, that's one of those where you give them nothing, or you give them something bigger than $25.
Yeah.
Like, she's probably fine with nothing. It was like the time I found all that money and gave it back to the bank. And they gave me 10% off and a hat at the restaurant. I was like, you know what? I'd have been good with nothing. Because I had all this built up by the reward I was going to get. And it's not about the reward.
No.
It's not.
Absolutely. But I'd rather have nothing and just move.
Yeah.
Let's go over to Julie, who's on the phone, lives in Iowa. Julie, what's going on with you?
Good morning, studio.
Morning.
No, I've always wanted to do that. So we live in a really small town, and I had a neighbor back when my husband and I were dating. We lived in this apartment, and my neighbor used to work security for concerts, and during the day he would listen to music really loud, like really hard metal music. And at the time, I was a CNA, and I worked a lot of, like, third shift into first shift or second shift into third shift. So I was up all night. And I went over, and I asked him to turn his music down because it was actually knocking stuff off my walls, and we weren't even, like, connected to the building. So it was really loud.
Yeah, it's got to be weird, too, to have somebody that works, and you're working odd hours, and you have to go ask somebody in the middle of the day to turn the music down. because that's when you should play music loud, but not so loud it shakes stuff. Like, really, not so loud it shakes stuff off the wall. How was that when you went over and asked, how did he react?
He acted really cool about it. I just said, you know, hey, I work third shift. I'm up all night. I can send you my my work schedule just so you know, like, your music's keeping me up. And he was like, oh, yeah, I'm so sorry. So the following day, he got a dog and he tied him up to a tree outside my room. Like he didn't have a dog until we had an issue, and then suddenly he has a dog and he tied him up. And so I asked him if he could, you know, climb through different trees. And he broke into our laundry room and stole our washer and dryer with all the clothes in it. And then he would take a laser light and point it at us at night saying he had a gun. And he was, you know, angry that we said his music were too loud. So we ended up making a lot of phone calls to the police. And he got arrested. And eventually our landlord told us they didn't think it was safe for us to stay there. And they let us leave without a fine for breaking our lease contract.
Well, sometimes the story goes in a direction you just had no idea
where
it was going.
Oh, my goodness.
This is all because of loud music?
Yeah, she's like, went over here, no problem. She's like, hey, come on, why don't you come over for dinner tonight, too? Good to meet you. Next thing you know, he's stalking her and, like, wearing her panties.
Wow. How bizarre.
Yeah. Are you guys, I mean, are you still hiding from this dude or what?
No, we actually found out, like, last year he passed away. I think he was, like, on the run from the cops.
What?
So, yeah, when we got out of this apartment, we sought out a place that had, like, an enclosed garage because he slashed our tires out of retaliation.
Retaliation? You asked him to be quiet! You didn't do anything to him! Jeez. Well, I appreciate that call. That is a wild story.
Wild.
You know, Abby's had an issue with her neighbors. Abby's our phone screener and producer. And so the issue with Abby and her neighbors has to do with the dog. Because somebody was pooping everywhere, right?
Yes.
And you're sure it was a dog, not an actual neighbor.
Yeah, because I got it on camera. It's actually pooping in the picture.
So you got the picture. Then what did you do?
Okay, so I wanted to confront them. That was the last thing I said I wanted to try to do. I thought it'd be better to tell them in person. But I didn't really see them. But I did find out that the landlord of the tenants that have the dog actually also lives in my neighborhood. Up the hill. So I found out who it was, and I saw him walking his dog one day, and I was like, hey, can I ask you a question? And I was like, do you know who lives in that house right there? And he's like, oh yeah, my tenants live there. And I was like, okay, do they have a dog? And he said yes. And I was like, I gotta tell you, my yard is full of poop and they're just letting it out and I don't know what to do. And he was like, oh, I'll talk to him, don't worry, like, you shouldn't have to do that. And I was like, okay, cool. 2 weeks go by, nothing. It's
oh,
still
dog's
in
still
there.
Pooping?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's fresh piles.
Yeah, yeah.
This weekend. I was so mad.
So now what do you do? Do you beef with the landlord? Do you beef with them? Are you going to go knock on the door?
Well, I actually already did. I put a note on the door.
Yeah. Come on. Oh, I have it right here. I got a picture of it.
Yeah.
Oh,
here we go.
I ran inside and got my notebook.
And it's from one of those like mini notepads that you tear off.
Oh, okay. Like a journal pad.
I've seen one of these since I was like 13.
So much rage when I pulled.
Here's what Abby wrote. Hey, !! I wanted to talk in person, but I rarely see you. I'm in blah, blah. And your dog always goes poop in my yard. There's so much poop in my back, in my side, in my front yard that I keep stepping in it. Can you please pick it up? It would be greatly appreciated. Thanks, Abby. And then where'd you put it?
I taped it on the front door.
You should have taped some poop to it.
I thought about it.
Dang. Okay, let us know when they
respond. Was that a lot? Was that?
No.
No.
No, because your handwriting is oddly kind, which is weird.
There you go.
Everything about Abby is like lovely and kind. And even though she's trying to be like, hey, her handwriting says, I'm sweet.
Oh, I don't think she wrote it, hey. I think it's like, hey.
It's with an exclamation point.
It's
by
hey.
Itself.
Oh.
No, I tried to be nice. I mean, I'm going to be nice right now, but if something doesn't happen, then.
Oh, then she's going to get
then
me.
No more Miss Nice Girl.
No more Miss Nice Girl.
Yeah.
All right, Abby. Thank you. Over to Janet in Oklahoma. Janet, we're talking about neighbor situations that were just terrible. Hi, Janet.
Hi, Bobby. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Tell me your story.
Well, my story is our neighbor, we lived in the county, but we had neighbors just like you would in town. And, I mean, that's close. And our neighbor would mow the lawn in pasties and a thong.
Nice.
Wow, guy or girl?
Girl.
Okay. Well, you never know. If somebody's making that decision, it can be whomever. Why would, because, okay, aside, that doesn't feel comfortable mowing a yard in that because you'll get like grass and holes. Mm-hmm. You're going to, you get hit with a pebble, you got all that space to get hit.
That's
now.
True.
Like, I work maintenance on a golf course. I mowed yards. It is never good. Weed eating. Can you imagine weed eating?
Oh, man.
Another bit of thong. Ow, 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 ow. That's all that is. Why would they do that, do you think? Was it for attention?
Well, we found out eventually after they built privacy fence all the way up to the eaves of their home and all the way around that they were nudists.
Yeah, I felt that, but I still wouldn't want to be nude when it would hurt to be nude. Mm-hmm. If I were a nudist, I would be naked all the time. It felt good to be naked. But then when it was time to do stuff like, I don't know, pour cement, mow, feed the cows, just in case, I'd probably put something on, you know, to cover the jewels there. But how did this end up? Are they still your neighbors?
We are not. We don't live there anymore.
Yeah.
Well, they do.
Good for you.
We don't.
They got too naked for her, it sounds like. Hey, I appreciate that call. Thank you. Tell me something good. Obviously, coming up, we'll get to the news. And then I'm calling this week a week of good decisions. And not only am I calling it that, I'd say it like this.
A week of good decisions.
That's right. I'll tell you about that coming up, too. You know, every week should be, but only this week.
I'm intrigued.
Because this week is
a week of good decisions.
Thank you, guys. Let's do the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
You should be doing this for 5 minutes every day. Most people don't. It's not dirty.
Okay.
What do you think it is?
Meditating.
Napping.
Eating something you enjoy.
Stretching.
Oh.
I think those two are right on. Eating something you enjoy, that could be terrible for you.
Oh, like 5 minutes like of joy?
Oh, no, I agree. It would be awesome.
As many cookies as you can eat. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
That'd be great. If you had like 5 minutes where nothing counted a day.
That's what I'm talking about.
You got 5 minutes freedom. We call it eat freedom. You can eat whatever you want, and it doesn't do anything to you.
I love it.
Like, doesn't make you feel bad, doesn't pop your cortisone levels, and your brain doesn't put on weight. Just go. It's like that Purge movie where you can just kill everybody for 24 hours, but it's eating. Dang, that would be awesome. Yeah, stretching. If you can squeeze it in the morning and before bed, a 5-minute stretch, you'll see great results, not even just in, you know, your elasticity in your legs, if you're trying to, but even in how you focus, the energy it gives you. Obviously, it increases flexibility, and then it reduces built-up tension. Huh, so if you can do 5 minutes in the morning or at night or both, they say please do it. That's from The Healthy. I don't stretch unless I have to.
You're on break sometimes.
That's just because that's not me stretching. That's me surviving.
Okay.
There's a difference.
You should lead us in a stretch.
I know. Yeah. Okay, feet together down.
Everybody in a circle.
Yeah. There is a drug-resistant stomach bug spreading across the United States. I've had this twice.
Yeah. Not too long ago.
Man, I had it so bad that I thought I had food poisoning, and then I'd cursed away this place that I got food from. It wasn't their fault. I just happened to eat food from this place around the time I got sick. But Ray and Bay, they did the same thing. I didn't send an email to like corporate, though. That's what you guys did.
Yeah, I mean, I was very angry when I was sitting in the hospital. That's why I did it.
And now you realize it was just the bug, right?
Correct. It wasn't the salad.
But still, I have trouble associating with this place now because I know it did not give me food poisoning.
But when
I got sick, I like tasted it.
Mm-hmm. It's not good.
And now I can't go back there. Mm-hmm. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have issued a serious public health alert because of a nationwide spike in extensively drug-resistant shigellosis.
You got it.
Oh, that's a bad one. Shigellosis?
As a doctor, I should know that.
Dr. Bones.
The highly contagious bacteria attacks the intestines and causes inflammatory, sometimes bloody diarrhea. This is from the CDC. But there is a bug going around that's just knocking people down like crazy. That is from the New York Post. There have been, almost 1 million cases so far that's been reported. That's probably 7 million that haven't been. I got it. I didn't report it. Ray and Bay did. They thought she was dying.
Yeah.
Like, they got the ambulance, right, Ray?
Yeah, we did. And hospital visit.
That's so cool, the ambulance part.
And expensive.
Yeah.
Roll the truck.
That's true. Zero-calorie sweeteners linked to heart attacks and strokes. This is from CNN. A sugar replacement called...
Come on, Doc.
What's it start with?
What you got?
Erythritol.
Yep, that's
probably it.
Was it start with an E?
Yeah, erythritol.
Yeah.
Used to bulk or sweeten stevia, monk fruit, and keto-reduced sugar products has been linked to blood clotting, stroke, heart attack, and death.
What? I thought monk fruit was safe.
Well, I think what this is, it's added to monk fruit.
Okay, right, okay, not okay. Monk fruit itself.
But
right.
Monk fruit, but they're doing this on monk fruit without us knowing.
Yeah, I'm going to have to check.
The degree of risk was not modest.
Great.
People with existing risk factors for heart disease, diabetes, were twice as likely to experience a heart attack or stroke. CNN. But now I got to go look for erythritol. I can't even pronounce it.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Didn't Dr. Oz say like he'd rather us drink regular Coke than like a diet or a Coke Zero?
Probably
because of urethrafol.
That's aspartame.
Whatever. And
it just sounds too much like urethra when you say it.
Yeah, exactly.
Did I get that right?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. Yeah, it makes me feel uncomfortable. From the AP, thieves are stealing Apple headphones off of victims' heads.
No.
At least 20 people have had their iPhones just snatched, like head snatched. They're big. People walk up, see them, and there's like people on bicycles or people that can run really fast, and they walk up. The devices are about $600 each to get the headphones, and so people see them, and they're just like sitting ducks. Some of them are on even mopeds, and they grab them and keep going.
Dang.
Ooh.
That's crazy. That's from the AP. An honest toddler leads police to the fugitive's hiding spot. A Kentucky woman on the run from the law was arrested Friday, all thanks to a toddler who can't lie. Deputies arrived at the home looking for the 45-year-old Tina Hicks, who was wanted on drug charges and warrants. When the adults in the house refused to say anything, police said the toddler stood up, put his hands on his hips, and stated, "It's good to be honest. We shouldn't lie. Mom's in the next room to the bathroom."
Dang. Gosh.
Hicks was taken into custody, and police praised the toddler as very brave and honest. Ooh. I think the mom's going to be praising the toddler for that one. It's from Fox News. Dang. Kids say the hardcore's confession. That's the next show. Did you guys ever watch Kids Say the Darndest Things?
Yeah, was that Jeff Foxworthy?
It was old Bill Cosby at first.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
And then it switched in a later version of it. Also in the news, according to seasoned travelers, there are some must-do trips that everybody should do. So if you do travel a little bit or you're looking for something to do, they say these are the ones to do. One, a weekend in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I always say it.
But you've done it.
So I'm good.
But yeah, you've done it, though. I've done it. We've all done it. We're not saying if we liked it or not, just if we've done it. Seeing Mount Rushmore in South Dakota.
I want to.
Ooh, never done that.
I haven't either. I had a friend who went in his foggy, couldn't see crap.
That's so funny.
The one thing they needed to have was a visual. Couldn't get it. But yeah, that would be cool to see. Visiting Disney World in Florida and California. Visiting a volcano in Hawaii.
Come on.
Visiting the Great Pyramid in Egypt. Ooh, that's a long flight.
Yeah.
Way over there.
And swimming with the pigs in the Bahamas. That seems cool.
Yeah.
I've seen that before.
Red Eldridge.
On Instagram. Did he swim with the pigs?
Yeah, one of his music videos.
That's from a Funjet vacation survey. A business class plane passenger refuses to give up his seat so a man could sit next to his wife on her birthday. Now, let's talk about this because I often feel like if you buy a ticket, you bought that ticket and you don't owe anybody anything. You can be a nice person, but it doesn't make you not a nice person if you're in the seat that you purchased. So let's dig into it. A passenger who asked a man to swap seats so he could sit next to his wife has sparked debate about being told no. The couple, Jay Kloss and his wife, Zoe, were separated in the business class. We're separated in first class. You guys need to shush with this story already. On the Virgin flight, after being unable to book two seats together, she sat on the window, he sat on the aisle, in the same row, opposite sides of the plane. In the TikTok video, he says, "Hey, am I wrong?" He went over to the person and said, "Hey, can we change seats with you?" And the guy was like, "Nah." And then she says, "Hey, is it possible for us to switch seats? It's my birthday today." And he's like, "Nah, I'm just not going to move." It's from the Daily Mail.
Oh my
now,
gosh.
People have moved for me before, and I've moved for people. However, if somebody was like, "Man, I really like this seat, this aisle," I'd be like, totally respect that. I wouldn't feel like that person did wrong by wanting to stay in the seat that they bought, right? I'm on team.
Non-mover.
Sitter.
Oh.
I think I would move.
Yes.
Sure.
But I'm still on team sitter. He's not a bad person for this. We can't make him a villain because maybe he likes the window or maybe he's superstitious about a plane crash. Maybe he has some sort of OCD. Maybe there are
maybes. That's what I was thinking. Like he needs that specific seat every single time
maybe.
Or something. So then I can feel for him. But other than that,
I don't say you have to feel for him, but I don't think you have to move.
Yeah. And then I'm not going to be like, it's my birthday.
Yeah, maybe you do. She went second. She went as the closer.
Yeah, does that work when you're older? Like, it's my birthday.
It's my birthday month.
That just feels so weird.
A daily spoonful of honey helps keep your blood sugar and cholesterol levels in check. Local raw honey also helps prevent allergies in your area once the trees start to turn. Be careful with the super processed name brand and honey. It loses many of its health benefits. That's from Food Network Magazine. And the article doesn't say that, but what if it has epitipitol?
Oh, yeah, no. Urethra
clot. I don't think, no, if it's just straight honey, when it's got, there's no Elizabeth of Bath.
Urethra,
yeah. Urethra, I got though, because I went to the grocery store and I saw a jar of honey and it looked homemade. Mm. And I bought it and I was like, local honey for my allergies. And it was like from New York.
The brand is called Local Honey.
Yeah. It got me.
Farmer's Market.
Top three songs in country music this week. At number three, Bailey Zimmerman, Rockin' a Hard Place.
All this, but we're caught in between a rock and a hard place.
That's a good one. Luke Combs at two, Going, Going, Gone.
Like a runaway southbound train. Like
and number one, Morgan Wallen, Thought You Should Know.
Thought You Should Know.
I listened to the words of that for the first time.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, mostly I don't listen to words. I hear the melody, which is... Same. And like, I'll know the chorus. So I knew Thought You Should Know, but you guys said I should listen to it, so I did. Yeah, it's with Mom. How about that?
It's awesome. It reminds me just like of my kids.
It's a really good song. Yeah. It's like, I know you've been worrying about me. I'm good. Got a little, drank a little too much, a little too many girls, but I'm good. All those prayers you've been sending up are now coming down.
That's right.
Yeah, I was like, dang, that Morgan Wallen guy might have a shot.
Yeah, he's got it.
It's his eighth number one. I said that. Another one for him. Miley Cyrus has the number one pop song with Flowers.
I can buy myself flowers.
That's a good one, too. This is a jam.
Write my name in the sand.
Number one alternative song, Fall Out Boy, Love from the Other Side. That's all.
Are those original members?
Yeah, dude. They're like 80. But
Stump and...
Yeah, Patrick Stump. And then the bass
Pete
player.
Wentz.
Wentz, yeah.
Yeah, Ashley Simpson's ex-husband.
That's right.
I don't know. That's all I got, dude. Up today on the Bobbycast, which is my hour-long interview series with creators, artists, songwriters. It's Haley Witters for an hour. You would know Haley from this song right here.
The whiskey in your soda will light me up Corona shot.
She's from Iowa. She talked about how her entire family, mom, dad, five brothers and sisters, drove down and just moved her here from Iowa to Nashville. Here's that clip.
My family all loaded up the truck. All my siblings came down. It was bittersweet. I was so excited to be here, but I've always been so sad to leave there. And so, you know, I'm thinking we're going to have this really sweet, you know, emotional weekend. And they literally dropped me off and were like, all right, well, we'll see you at Thanksgiving. And they just turned around and drove back to Iowa.
She's a teenager.
Love it.
They were like, you want to move? Cool. We'll help you get down there. Peace out.
See ya.
They left. She's awesome. And, you know, she had a style and still does. But, you know, when bro country was broing it up hard, she didn't really fit because she was like, I'm not going to do and fall in and try to make that. So she stayed true to who she was. And, you know, it's been 15 years in Nashville now. She's got a song that's doing really well. I'm a big fan. She's been on the show before. You know, she wrote the song Happy People for Little Big Town. You may know this one.
Whatever makes you happy, people.
And she was flying home from a ride. Didn't she have any money? She couldn't afford a hotel. She got told, oh, we're going to hold this song. She just slept in the airport because she couldn't.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a crazy story of, like, just tenacity. But here's a clip of her talking about that.
She texted me back, was like, hey, Karen wants to hold this for
band. Same, like, trip. So you're not even home yet.
I'm not even home yet. You get great news like that. And I was like... so broke and busted. My flight got canceled and I literally couldn't afford a hotel in Boston. So I slept in the airport that night.
It's like that. What's the Tom Hanks movie?
Yeah, The Terminal.
Where he just lives there. Check it out. The Bobbycast with Haley Witters. It is fantastic. Okay, this is, for me, a week of good decisions.
A week of good decisions.
I'm living it pretty good. It's Tuesday. I'll update you on my week of good decisions. With a horn.
I like that.
Trumpet.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that. We'll grab your calls. And also, Eddie and I are timing our peas.
Oh, really?
We're going to update you.
We want info.
Yeah. I've got a sample size big enough now.
Okay, I'm in timing.
Why'd
too.
Why'd you do that?
Why do what?
To do the big enough sign.
No, like the sample size is big enough. Okay. Yeah. We'll be right back. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats, and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone, especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Crossport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. I'm calling this a week of good decisions.
A week of good decisions.
Sometimes you just feel gross, meaning you haven't sleeping right, or you've been working or eating weird, or like just not been mentally great. And so you just have to reset yourself. Some people do a juice cleanse. I play a clip that goes, a week of good decisions.
A week of good decisions.
So even last night, before I started doing any, I just read for a while. Like, that puts me in a good place. Open the book, read a couple chapters. I prioritized that before I got to all the other dumb crap that I do.
That's good. A week
of
good decisions.
I have been eating pretty much no sugar. Eventually, it's going to come out. The sugar is like cigarettes.
Yeah.
It's that kind of bad. I love sugar, by the way. I'd eat it all day. I'd have three meals of sugar. I'd wake up in the morning and have cereal. I love cereal. Mm. And for lunch, more cereal with a smoothie.
Oh.
Just add a little health. And then for dinner, I could do more cereal and some cheesecake for dessert.
Oh, wow.
And that would be the ultimate. I just love sugar so much. But I've had almost no sugar. Some sugar's in some stuff. And I'm not being like crazy about it. But I've done that. I put all the groceries away last night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's big.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hit that clip, Ray.
Thank you very
much.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
A good decision.
Why it's a good decision is my wife was gone. They arrived while she was gone. I put them all up. Now, I left all the empty bags out, shoot, so she would know that I put the groceries up. Did.
But that's also a good decision, so you get credit.
Right. Yeah, that's why I did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so I left the bags, like, in a pile, strategically.
Oh, did I forget those there?
Oh, sorry, I was too busy putting up all the groceries.
But the most important question is, did you put them back in the right spot?
I have no idea, but I think so.
Okay.
It's a learning process to know what is supposed to be cold and what isn't. And sometimes I make that mistake.
What? How do you not know that?
Like what?
Like meat?
Like chicken?
Yeah, that has to be
that
cold.
Goes in
Bones.
The fridge.
That I know. Okay, okay. Idiots, don't
treat frozen
me.
Peas?
Hey, don't treat me like the idiot I actually am, okay?
Milk, got to go in the fridge.
Yeah, I'm pretty good now, but some of the stuff in jars, it's like, I don't know. It's garlic. If it's like chopped up garlic, is it supposed to be cold? Does it matter? Can garlic go bad?
Yes.
That's a great
If it hasn't been popped yet.
That does not sound good.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense that, like, once it's open, it has to be in the fridge. When it's not open, it doesn't be in the fridge.
Like, ketchup.
Explain that to me.
Like, some people put their ketchup in the cabinet. Some people put it in the fridge.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So there are all of these. Almond milk, which I try not to drink a lot of dairy milk, but until you, as Amy says, pop it. It's supposed to, it stays weird, dry until it goes cold.
Oh, no, it depends what you buy. Some, it has to be cold all the time.
No idea. So I'm probably 80% on that, though.
Okay.
There are times I've put stuff in the cabinet or the cupboard that's supposed to be, and I've ruined it because I was like, I just thought it went there.
Yeah.
And there are other times where she's like, why'd you put the box of napkins in the fridge? Didn't know if they need to be cold. So I've done that wrong too.
Cold napkins.
You can always tell how tired I am in the morning by if there's cereal in the fridge after I'm done eating it.
Yeesh.
Because that's when I'm just like, ugh. But no cereal. I had my vitamins this morning.
Saw that.
And why was it? I'm just trying to get back to a centered place.
You doing a multivitamin?
I'm going to be honest with you. My wife set it all up for me this morning. I woke up and she had made some overnight oats, which is just some oats that she will, I don't even know what she does. I don't really know what's going on. But I wake up and they've spent all night just chilling, which I guess makes them overnight. And so I ate those and she puts the vitamins on top of it so she knows I have to see it. It's like when I put my wallet on top of something, because don't leave without your wallet.
Right.
So I had the vitamins there. And then she made me a yogurt, like a healthy Greek yogurt with some almonds in it that I'll eat in like 25 minutes. And so I had that. And then some like celery juice and some bone broth. Together, separately.
Okay.
For my digestion. I'm trying to make good decisions all week. Because this is
a week of good decisions.
Thank you.
Your digestion will love that bone broth.
Boom, it told me so.
Yeah.
It did?
How do you know?
Not yet. Not yet. But I'm dealing with an injured BH.
Yeah, I know.
Because I ripped it like a mom having a baby.
I don't know how you keep doing that.
It's a little different.
Well, but that's what it feels like to me.
Yeah.
Probably worse.
You know, now that I think about it.
Yeah.
It stinks, and I mean that as a pun too. Like a BH injury hurts real bad because you always have to use it even if it's hurt. So I'm dealing with that, but I'm trying to make good decisions. Not having as much. You know what? Just make good decisions. I just say that.
A week of good decisions.
You want to hear the one decision I made that wasn't good?
Uh oh.
Yeah, because then we'll know you're not perfect.
Well, I'm just trying to get my body to feel good again.
Yeah.
It's not about weight, although I did weigh the heaviest I've ever weighed. I think it was at medicine. I weighed 178.
Whoa. Oh,
and I'm 6'1".
That's okay.
I'm still heavier than you.
Shuts.
Attaboy.
Hey, shuts. I am pretty jacked, though. Like, upper body?
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't like being jacked.
What do you mean?
I want to just be thin and easy.
Oh.
So you're complaining about your weight, but you don't want to be jacked.
I don't want to be jacked. I don't like it.
But you keep working out hard.
Yeah, training, just in case.
To get jacked.
Apocalypse.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So.
Confusing me. Okay. Go ahead. What did you not
do? Well, I texted
good?
A dude. Okay, so there's a guy that I met.
Yeah.
And let's see. So I met him, and he's a professional golfer. And I didn't know he was when I was standing next to him. And so I just start talking to him because we're like shoulder to shoulder pushing into each other in a crowded room. And I'm like, how's it going, man? He's like, hey, how's it going? And he goes, I know you from Bobby. He's like, yeah. And his name is Chesson Hadley, PGA golfer. And so super nice. And he said, here, take my cell phone number. Let me have yours. We'll be friends. And I was like, cool. That's the easiest friendship I ever got into. So I left. We were in California. And so then I messaged him. I saw that he was playing really well in a tournament. And I said, hey, man, you tell me if I'm a stalker. It's a lot of blue and not as many grays back.
Okay.
Meaning Bobby's sending a lot of
texts. Yeah, it's like I'm just sending a dude that I really don't even know way too many texts. I don't know that this was in my week of good decisions because I don't know that it was a great decision.
A week of good decisions.
I said, hey, man. Well, I saw he was playing in the Honda Classic
in
Florida.
So he's on TV?
Yeah, he's on TV.
Okay.
He's playing. I said, hey, man, hope you're good. Been following you. Saw you're in Florida this weekend. Why are you?
You don't need to give all these details.
I saw you were in Florida.
Just
you're
say
tracking
it.
His whereabouts.
Well, he's playing the tournament. And I say, I hope you hit it well. Stay healthy. Just want to send a note saying I was pulling for you, Bobby. Right? I send that at like 9:20 in the morning. Like 4 hours later, I get a response. Now, 4 hours is okay because he's probably playing golf.
He was on the course.
Yeah, he's probably not annoyed that I was texting him out of nowhere, being like, I know your every move. I say that, and he responds, Bobby B. Thanks for the kind text. I'm down here this week. I played nicely today. Hope you're talking good into the mic. As I said, I hope you're crushing the... He's like, I hope you're talking good into the mic.
Y'all are so encouraging.
Oh, you guys are flirting. This is good.
Thank you. Hey, I'll take it. He said, I'm thinking about putting a logo of your face on my clothes.
What?
That's what they do. They put sponsorships
on
over there.
Oh, excuse me?
Okay. Yeah. So he's top 10. He was top 10 in this tournament at the time. And what I meant to do was send it to Eddie, but I sent it to him. You ever do that where you send the wrong thing to the person?
Oh,
yeah.
No. And then it ruins.
Like,
I was like, so our boy. With a screenshot of him top 10 that I sent to him. Like,
this is weird. Why would I send that to him, Amy?
And then he said.
And then I said, hey, we're up in the mountains. I had to follow it with something
yeah,
like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, we're at the mountains. We're just watching. Hit them good. And then he's like, hey, whatever. And then I sent like 5 more blues and he sent 2 more grays.
Were they long grays, like long responses or like one words?
I am now. That was one of his responses.
Yeah, that's short.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
What was he answering?
It doesn't matter, Amy.
I am now.
He's like, are you weirded out? He said, I am now.
Bobby's like, are you following me on Instagram?
So I might. Yeah, I know.
I am now.
Are you flirting back with me? I am now.
I might have come on a little too strong. But that's okay. I'd rather come on too strong than not at all. And if I happen to come on too strong being too nice, that's showbiz, baby.
And that's you.
But I did accidentally send him a text. I was trying to send Eddie going, our boy!
Right.
And I showed him a picture of the leaderboard that he was on.
Like he wouldn't know where he is.
Too strong?
Yeah.
I don't think so. It just, you know, see how it goes. Maybe slow down.
We don't need to.
Do you know where he's playing this weekend?
He's not.
Okay. He's got a week off.
Next weekend, Players Championship.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So I've heard.
You know when he gets there?
So I've heard. Okay. So I've heard. Yeah.
Where do you live?
Amy, that is private.
But he knows.
What state? I'm not asking Carolinas. His exact address, we'll say, which I'm sure you know.
Carolinas. We'll put it there.
Okay.
And the
Pinehurst?
The upper version of that.
Oh.
Yeah, but I'm not going to say exactly which Carolina. He has his own privacy, you know, but the opposite of South. Yeah. Amy was talking to us about bladder training last week and how long you should pee. Tell us the story.
Well, they were saying your pee flow should last 21 seconds. If you're shorter than that, then you might not be waiting long enough to go pee. If your pee is way longer than that, then you're waiting way too long. You have too much to empty out, and you're like training your bladder to do things it shouldn't, and it can lead to bladder issues later in life.
I got 10 pees in my phone, and I've timed them all.
You brought the audio?
No, I'm not going to play audio.
Oh.
I just wrote down how long each was.
So you did the average?
I would go on. And hit the timer, stop it, save 10 of them. My average time of pee was 23 seconds.
Look at you.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, there were a couple that were shorter than that, a couple that were longer. But also, I think what's not good is that sometimes I wanted to hit that 21, so I would like slow it down and it hurt, it burned. So I don't think I was doing it right by the rules. I was just aiming for 21. So I'd be like, I'd pull back a little and just... And that doesn't feel good.
No, I think you just have to go in and
I should do it
go
again without even,
with the flow.
Yeah. I have flow freely. I kind of wanted to hit 21 as my goal, but I averaged 23-ish. I think that's pretty fair, though. Eddie, you did this?
Yeah, I did. And the same thing. I got my phone out, hit start as soon as I went, and stopped as soon as I was done. 23 seconds. But mine was only 1 pee.
Oh, you got to get a bigger sample size, dude. We can't ever pass this off in a medical journal.
I definitely need a bigger sample size because when I timed it, I was 42 seconds.
Oh, Amy, that's not
good.
Excuse
me?
What the heck?
You're dying.
I know.
42 seconds?
Question about this.
Here we have to hold it sometimes.
Hey, do you count the trickles?
You know,
because I didn't know what to do there.
But mine turned into a trickle, and I was counting that because I was holding it back. I was like a dam, letting water in and out.
I thought about starting and stopping the timer.
Well, you know, like, that also would be a thing. Like, but I just wanted to hit 21.
It's not a competition.
Now I just thought I was trying to hit 21. And that burns when you do that stuff. You try to cut it off.
Mm-hmm.
Or you try to trickle it. I do have this article I thought was so funny. It was the dumbest myths that we... for the most part, still believe, or the people still believe. And there were 9 that I saw, and I don't believe in all of them, but some of these I believed way later than others. So these are the dumbest myths that we supposedly still believe. Number 1, that lie detectors are a real thing. Meaning, they can't actually tell if you're lying. What it does is they record stress responses. And you actually could be lying, but if you're really good at a lie detector test, or having no stress response, because you're a sociopath, it right. won't track it. So you really can't detect a lie. What you can do is detect the stress of the response.
Oh, okay?
Which usually says you're lying.
Yeah, usually. I think everybody goes, well, it's not admissible in court. Well, that's why, but they're still pretty strong on how correct they are. that there's never been, there's not a dramatic reading of a person's will after someone dies. Everybody gathers in a room and they're like, and Chauncey will get $20,000.
Yes.
Like, it doesn't happen like that. Because movies and TV shows, we saw that. People are waiting around to see what they got in the will. Estate lawyers say that may have happened 150 years ago, but in reality, everybody just gets it in the mail, what they have, or email now, or they get a call from the person's attorney that died.
Oh.
Number three, black belts. Karate. If you're a black belt, you don't have to register your hands as weapons.
Oh, what?
I really? Never thought that.
Never heard that.
I also thought it was from boxing. If you were a boxer, you had to do it.
Yeah. You know the thing where they say you eat X number of spiders in your sleep every year? That doesn't really happen. For a sleeping person to swallow even one spider, so many things would have to go wrong.
Okay.
But they're like, you swallow 23 spiders a year.
Yeah.
Huh. The idea that you have to wait 48 hours to report someone missing, not true. But we've been conditioned to think that because of all the TV shows and movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got to wait 48 hours and then you can call the cops. They're like, no. If somebody's gone, you think they're, call the cops. It helps them. Because they can actually get on it. They have that show, First 48, right?
Right.
Most important 48.
Yeah, well, so I would report it right away, but I guess I thought the response might be, okay, thank you for the report, but we are not going to do anything until it's been 48
hours. You know what made you think that? Family Ties, Growing Pains.
Yeah.
Shows like that.
Law and Order.
Mm-hmm.
Good to know.
If you drop a penny off a skyscraper,
it'll kill somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it will.
In reality, it hits its terminal velocity, which is about 30 miles an hour. It doesn't go any faster, right? It's physics. And if it were to hit you falling off, it'd feel like you got flicked in the forehead. That's it. It doesn't continue to gain speed. It has its limit.
Okay.
But
I thought it could kill people.
It makes sense. Further it falls, heavier. Yeah. But yeah. It doesn't actually make sense. But yes, it does make sense. I hated physics. Hated physics.
I never took it.
Oof, me neither.
I wish I didn't. I'm dumber because of it, because it made me question if I was even smart. That's why it made me dumber. Having your headlights off is a gang initiation, so don't flash somebody with them off. That's not a thing.
I don't want to risk it.
That the earth is flat. I watched a whole video of a guy try to prove the earth is flat, and he's like, okay, look, he did all the math. And he was going to prove to, and I laughed out loud. He's like, okay, look, if I put this hole here and I go this distance, three times, he gets out and does it. And live, you watch him go, oh, I was wrong. Maybe the earth is round.
Okay.
It's hilarious.
That's funny.
He was going to prove it by using math and science live for everybody on TikTok to watch. And when he realized he was wrong, I admired it because he went, oh, could I have been wrong all this time? And then it like cut off, but he didn't go, well, this is not right. He went, maybe I should question this. Eating carrots does not help you see in the dark.
Or does it just help your eye vision?
Because that's what I was saying. It's probably a great vegetable that helps your whole body.
Okay.
Carotene. Generally.
I had carrots last night.
Yeah? How many fingers am I holding up behind my back?
Three.
Oh, my God.
He didn't have his hands behind his back.
I know. We just did that bit.
Oh,
there,
my gosh.
That's it.
You just couldn't see it, Eddie, because your eyes are bad.
I didn't have carrots.
Yep.
Tonight, Arkansas and Tennessee play basketball against each other.
Yeah.
And it's for Eastern time, friends, it is a 9 o'clock game. And it's 8 o'clock for me, and it's even late here. But I'm going to stay up tonight. Maybe get a little nap because this is the week of good decisions. That's right.
A week of good decisions.
This is one of those things where I feel like I don't believe in the jinx or the anti-jinx. But I'm going to tell you, if Arkansas wins, I'll be on my Instagram story giving away free money on my story.
Oh.
Because I'll just do that. I'll be like, I'm here to celebrate. Send your Venmo in. I'll just give five people money.
And I'll be staying up late tonight.
Huh? That would be at like 10:30, 11.
The game's at 8 Central.
Yeah.
So I'm going to watch that. And then that's a tough place to play. We played there last year and got beat. But I'm not a volunteer fan at all. Like, hate the Vols. But that being said, you hate a team that you respect because you don't hate them unless they beat you at stuff or unless the rivalry's heated. Like, you should hate. People are like, well, you hate the Vols. I'm like, no, that's respect. So don't beat me up. When I went to the game last year, I hung out with everybody pregame, all the Vol fans, and then afterward. But during the game, don't even look at me. I got a fist fight with three of them. I beat up that dog.
Love
dogs.
Okay. Oh, what are the odds y'all might?
Not very good.
Okay.
But we could. Free money on my Instagram tonight if we win.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm pretty pumped about that. All right, that's it. Thank you, guys.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from the airport. A 59-year-old man had missed his flight earlier in the day, was running late for the 10:15 a.m. flight. He's like, man, I'm not missing this one. So he calls in.
Don't do it.
No.
Bomb threat. No. There's a bomb on that plane. There's a bomb on that plane.
There's a bomb on that plane. There's a bomb on that plane.
And then he hangs up.
Well, that everybody.
Now
even,
we're all delayed.
Even he's punished. Not even like delay, but like delay.
Yeah, shut down.
But he called from his phone, so they called him back after he hung up. He's like,
"Hello, this is George."
He's like, "No, no, no. There's not really a bomb on the plane. I'm just trying to get it delayed so I can make the flight." Mm. Needless to say, he didn't make the flight.
Dang. There's some bomb. You know what that is?
Yeah.
No, don't say it.
No.
Bodies on the floor.
No. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
There's some hums in this house.
I know what you. I know what
that
is. Go ahead. You wouldn't know Lunchbox.
No, let the bodies hit the floor. Okay. Let the bodies hit the floor.
Sure. Yep.
You know that song?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Go ahead. Wrap it up.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
You can pencil me in as a Haley Witters fan. She's been on the show a couple times, but she has this song called "Everything She Ain't." Big fan. She came by and we did an hour and allows me in an hour to get to know them really well. And Haley was talking about she's been in Nashville 15 years and she's been trying for 15 years, but it hasn't taken off until like the last few. She talked about some of the country artists who slept on her couch back in the day when they were starting out.
I mean, Casey Musgraves like slept on my couch a few times. Maren, I remember when Maren got to town. I was probably like 5 years in at that point. I just remember watching her blow up. I went to school with like Ryan Hurd. You know, they showed up knowing who they were.
It's pretty cool because she was always a great singer, but she had a style and she just wasn't going to compromise it. And that's probably what took it longer to catch. But now that it's caught, like, she's so good. This is her talking about Kelly Clarkson covering her song on Kelly Clarkson's talk show and everybody in her hometown freaking out.
Every like woman I know back home texted me like, "You were on Kelly Clarkson this morning." And I was like, "I was on Kimmel last night too," you know, but it was like, but Kelly, man.
Check it out. Search The Bobby Cast wherever you listen to your podcast. It's a great one. I hope you check it out. Haley Witters. Okay, that'll do it for today. What's on our podcast, Morgan?
You shared an update on your bulldog, Stanley, after his second ACL surgery.
Yeah, it's just one thing after another. It's a list that never stops. That lump on his chest is a whole different... You can hear the... this. It's like they shouldn't make bulldogs. They just stay sick.
Yeah. You keep saying that, yep.
Oh, okay, what else?
We talked about Amy's friend and a possible red flag with the guy she's dating.
And?
You all played the elevator version of a country song game.
Yeah, it's like elevator music. You ever hear that term, Morgan? Or is that just us that say it and you know it?
The elevator version?
Elevator music.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the slow music that plays in an elevator, right? You There's not that, another term
it.
For it.
But you know what that is, right?
Nailed it.
Yeah. I didn't know if that was still a thing or if it kind of died out. Like, is it easy listening? But elevator music is what they would call it because it would be playing over an elevator. Although, I didn't hear a lot of it in elevators. It was like Walgreens.
You're right.
Nope. Yeah. All right, we're done. Thank you. See you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.